You aspire to write your book, your song, your screenplay, whatever it is that's calling you, but you don't have enough time. Well, I have something to say about this, and it might just help you to sit your butt down and write. Welcome to the Unlocked Creative. Has it been on your heart to write and self-publish a book? It's simpler than you think to become a published author. Hi, I'm Siobhan, and after decades of having a first draft, I finally decided to take my power back and bring my book to life. In less than 3 months, I was able to self-publish my first book, and my mission is to help you to do the same. In this podcast, you'll learn how to start writing, find time to write, get unstuck and find motivation, learn the complete process of writing a book, uncover your unique story and who you're writing for, self-publish and market your first book. You can do anything with your God-led creativity. If you are ready to step into unlocking your own potential in your life, you are in the right place. I'm your girl. Grab your cat, your coffee, and turn on your computer. Let's write. Finding time to write is one of the biggest roadblocks to establishing a consistent writing practice. I say finding time, not having enough time, because the two are quite different. Having enough time implies that there is a lack of resource, rather than what is likely needed in, I'd say, around 90% of cases, which is a reallocation and prioritization of time to your writing. So if you're in the 10% where there literally isn't 10 minutes a day for you to find here and there, you need to be considering the 3 D's, which I went through in episode 209. Go listen to that and then come back. But for most of you, perhaps you feel like you don't have enough time, but when you do an audit of how you are experiencing your time, you realize that perhaps that show on Netflix doesn't need to be part of every evening, that you can maybe watch it once a week. I think our access to great content is wonderful and so different to when I was a child and teenager. I'm 37 now, so when I was growing up, we had free-to-air TV and actually had to wait to know what was happening in the lives of our characters. Imagine that. I think for time management purposes, it can be something to think about, you know, that kind of delayed gratification in certain activities as you prioritize your writing. I don't mean giving up, I mean prioritizing or putting the most important things first in the order of proceedings of your life. Maybe you've been thinking about your book at work and how great it will be when you get home and start writing. But when you get home, you're exhausted. Or maybe you've been writing a couple of days a week and starting to get into a rhythm and then life takes over. Whatever the situation, you want to find more time to write your book. So how do you do that? It's frustrating and you really have tried. So whether you're writing in fits and starts or haven't quite made it to the notepad or laptop, I'm going to cover how you can find more time to write your book. We cover this topic super in depth in the Writer Unlocked book, and you can find it on theunlockedcreative.com and on Amazon. But I wanted to share the key steps here with you because I know what it's like to think that you don't have time to write and then have that stop you from actually writing. So let's break through and get moving again. First, monitor your activities for 1 to 2 days with no judgment. But get a pen and notepad or use your phone, whatever. Just record what you're doing and when. Then spend 10 minutes looking over these things. Note the things that you value doing and circle them in one color. Then note the things that you can see are probably procrastination or things that are like time sucks, you know, like going down into the deep research holes of the internet, and note how long you spend on those. So circle those time sucks in a different color. A little hint here, we all have them. Second, you're going to choose a habit that you want to lose from your day, like a TV show, social media, or random staring. Just kidding, that can be useful. Okay, but choose one thing you want to shed, a time suck, or something that doesn't actually align with your values. What you're going to do is simply write instead of doing that thing, and repeat the next day and the next. Third, look at your schedule and see if there is an activity in your schedule that you can negotiate or outsource. So that means you know, cleaning. Do you need to be doing 4 hours of cleaning a week, or could you do two and spend two writing? Maybe your partner or a cleaner can help out for those other 2 hours. And there you go, you found yourself 2 hours to write. Fourth, what if you wrote in between? In between, do you have time in your life where you're just waiting at the hairdresser's, in the car park at school pickup? Take the time to write where you left off. You'd be surprised at how much in between time is available. And if you don't have a pen or notepad at these times, you have a phone. And if you don't have that, it's always good for brainstorming and people watching too, and listening. And not in a weird, strangery, stalker-like way, but in a writerly way where you're actually listening and looking for what people are really saying rather than what they're showing. Don't think that you're not being productive if you're doing those things. They are part of the creative process. Just start and notice how you feel afterwards. Then I want you to reward yourself with more writing the next day. Now you see that this is about making time to write. It's about working out what's best for you as an individual. If you're really stuck and need someone to guide you through, I do have limited spots available for the next 4 weeks, but you can email me hello@theunlockedcreative.com or DM me on Instagram @unlocked_creative. You can contact me that way too if you have a question about what we've covered. I love hearing from you. So if you have a question you want me to answer live on the show about writing and self-publishing, go to theunlockedcreative.com/podcast and click the orange button there to leave a voice memo. I can edit out any ums or coughs, so please just let go of perfection and go for it. I hope you got value out of today's show. And if you did, please leave a 5-star rating and a glowing review on Apple Podcasts. Till next time, take care.